But once you are in the air, there is space for every plane, no matter how big it is. You never see traffic at sea like a big, these giant ships that carry cars that have almost skyscrapers built in them, and yet they move freely at sea. Can I tell you this? There is a space for you. Let your gift take you there. The Bible says the gift of a man. Are you learning something tonight? The gift of a man. Someone shout, I am gifted. Let the devil hear it. Say, I am gifted. Let your destiny hear it. Say, I am gifted. Let your past hear it. Say, I am gifted. There is something I have that my world can celebrate Jesus for. Find your own. Many have found theirs, and it took them from levels of shame and reproach to enviable destinies. Let me give you an assignment. Please, when you go back, go and write everything you know in your life that constitutes an advantage. Don't let anybody laugh at you. No matter how stupid it sounds, write it. God, you gave me long hair. Write it. God, you gave me an ability to talk. Once I open my mouth, write it. God, you gave me this beautiful voice to sing. Write it. God, you gave me this grace, this charisma for leadership. Every time I'm in the midst of people, they seem to listen to me. Write it. I will show you what you are doing. It's found in Philemon chapter 1 and verse 6. That the communication of your faith, it says. Are we together? I want us to read it together. Philemon chapter 1 and verse 6. If you can't find it, let me just quote it. That the communication of your faith, it says, may be effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Have you acknowledged the good things in you? If they tell you you have a big head, is that the only thing you have? They must say the other ones you have too. Don't dwell in negative things and say, oh, I have a big head, I am short, I am tall. Let me tell you this. Focus. Anything you focus on grows and magnifies in your life. You focus on failures, you keep wishing things that will never be you. Be proud of being you. This rod you have given me, to the nations we go, oh God, I will take that rod of healing, that rod of your word, that rod of leadership, that rod of creativity. Let me prophesy to someone in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Beginning from tonight, may your rod begin to speak for you. In your campus, in your place of work, may the rod, the ability, the gift, the talent that God has put within your spirit, receive grace to identify it. Receive grace to develop it. And receive grace to deploy it. Hallelujah. Please sit down. We're wrapping up. You see, in Africa, a man can be in his 20s and they may never allow him to develop his gift. Why? They will say he's a child. There is a wrong narrative you must change in Africa. You see people getting old and not blessing their world with any gift. They say they are children. You go to places like China and you will find young children who are barely teenagers, 11, 12, discovering things that are changing the world because the atmosphere allows for creativity. Don't be like Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5. Jeremiah said, I am young. Verse 6, when he said, rise from your mother's womb, I call you and I ordain you to be a prophet to the nations. Jeremiah said, ah Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. Don't say I'm a child. Don't give God excuses. When you read Exodus chapter 4, at a point God became angry with Moses because Moses kept giving excuses. Lord, I am a stammerer. Lord, I am this. And God said, who created the mouth? He said, keep quiet, Moses. Who knows? Moses would have received his healing. But he did not believe that God could heal him. And he said, all right, let Aaron come and be your spokesman. Since you think that the mouth I gave you is useless, can I tell you, every time you ignore what God has given you, God will transfer that grace to someone else who can appreciate it. It's true. Go and read your Bible, Matthew 26, the parable of the talents. See what happened to the man who ignored his own talent. When he brought it, he said, I know you are a hard man. You like reaping where you did not sow. Look at what you gave me. And he said, no problem, give it to me. He took it to the man who identified it. There is nothing God gave me that will not be used to bless my world. If he gave me a voice to sing, I will sing. If he gave me a brain to think, I will think. If he gave me a lips to declare his grace, I will declare it. If he gave me an anointing to heal, I will heal every sick person I find. If he gave me a grace to cast out devils, I will cast out every devil I find. Everything you have given me, oh God, let it be used for your glory. Is someone learning tonight? Question one, who am I? Question two, where am I from? Question three, why am I here? Question four, what can I do? Question five, where am I going? The fifth and the last question you must answer is a question about your destination, both here and when this life is over. Is the fifth question that any man who wants to live a life of meaning and purpose and relevance must answer. 1 Corinthians 15:19, please write it down. 1 Corinthians 15:19, let's read together if we can see it. Ready? One, two, read. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, he said, we are of all men most miserable. That means in all of your voyage, you come to a point where you realize that someday this life will be over. No matter how young you think you are, no matter how old you think you are, even the baby that was born today will get to a point where their lives and their destinies wrap up. Whether it is the day that you see him or the day he sees you, the day both of you meet, that is the end of your chapter here. All my days on earth I will await the moment that I see you face to face. For nothing in this world can satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Treasure of my heart and of my soul. Sin my weakness, you are merciful. Redeemer of my past and present wrong. You're the holder of my future days to come. So who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Much less love and pity, endless war. Nothing in this world can satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that will run dry. Jesus, you're the cup that will run dry. Yes, you are the cup that will run dry. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen. You are closer to the end of your day now than you were when you woke up this morning. You may not like to hear what I'm saying, but it's the truth, whether you like it or not. For every time you celebrate your birthday, realize that you're celebrating two things. Number one, you are celebrating the reason for which you were born, not just the day you were born. You are celebrating the reason for which you were born. Number two, you are acknowledging the fact that time is going. Celebration of birthday is an acknowledgement that I do not have forever on this earth. Can I tell you, it is my desire and my prayer for you that by the time he calls, you will not go in shame and pain and start giving excuses and say, God, but I did not finish this. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the love of Christ. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the love of Christ. I say, can I tell you this? We're about to pray. Everyone, please listen to me very carefully. Everybody who is gone today was once in someone else's funeral. Everybody who is dead today once stood before a dead body. Can I tell you this? By reason of the work that God has called me to do, I have seen many funerals in my life. I have seen people that I love. I get news about someone's transition an average of every day, because usually when people die, they reach me in hope that maybe let's see if we can pray for the person to come back. So I get text messages. A prominent man in this nation who was just appointed not too long, just passed on to glory. And I remember my phone text messages, please, let's pray for this person. Can I tell you this? Every one of you, including the person talking, if Christ tarries one day, this life. Listen carefully. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. When it's all be said and done, all my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Lord, your mercy is so great that you lose our weakness and find precious joy in married clay, turning sinners into saints. And I will always sing your praise here on earth and ever after. For you've shown me heaven's my true home when it's all been said and done. You're my life when life is gone. Listen. There are many who have gone before us. Some of them started this year with us. In fact, some of them were alive last week. As at last week, if I preach this message, they would think they still had 30 years, not knowing they had 7 days left. Only God knows how many days we have. Ours is to continue to declare long life so that we can serve his purposes. But I repeat that song again. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the love of Christ, I stay. Now listen carefully. For those who have answered this question, you don't fear death. You will live long ago. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. But the reason is not because of fear. The reason is because you need time for your assignment. You must get to a point in your life where, like Paul, you can say, for me to live is Christ. But to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. I came here tonight as led by the Spirit of God, to ask you these five questions. We're about to pray. Listen, for some of you, question five. God asked certain people question five at the start of this year. They refused to answer. Now it's too late. Now hear me, please. What I forgot to tell you is that all these five questions, you cannot answer them when you are gone. You are only given a chance to answer them within the frame of your lifetime. I bring you good news. I hope it does not sound like bad news. The time is ticking. You would have answered these questions last year, but you ignored it. His Majesty has brought me again to ask you one more time. Question one, have you found who you are in Christ? Question two, have you recognized your source? Have you recognized your connection? Question three, what's question three? Where are you from? And why are you here? Please go back and ask that question. Why am I here? I'm not just here to escort others, clapping for people while they are making it. Question four. What do I have? Or what can I do? What can I do? I may not be able to do everything, it's not needed. But the one thing that God has mandated me to do, can I tell you this? I vowed a vow with my life that as far as it depends on me, I don't claim to know everything. I don't claim I can do everything. Yes, in Christ. But as far as destiny is concerned, I have my allocation. I vowed a vow that I will not fail my generation. Can I tell you this? You are listening to me today because many years ago I was intentional about my life. I made up my mind that I was not going to waste my time roaming around earth. Stop wasting your time in jealousy, in bitterness, in competition, and begin to focus on the matters of destiny. And don't let the devil lie to you that you are small. Don't let the devil lie to you that you are young. We'll sing one more hymn and then we'll stand. Stand up, stand up for Jesus. You know that hymn? Ye soldiers of the cross, lift up his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory on to victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Two prayer points. I'm going to leave you for the next 2 minutes. Our time is gone. I don't know how you are going to cry before your God of heaven. Forget about whether I'm a preacher, I'm a student fellowship president. Throw that one behind. One behind. One behind.